Blog Talk Radio.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome, welcome everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, TV show as well. We are on YouTube. Our TV channel has been getting a lot of followers. We want more. We just started this last year and we want to make sure that you do follow up as well. Some of the shows are going to be transferred to our YouTube channels as well, together with all the recording that we've been doing around the city here in Toronto. We can go as far as New York, but unfortunately we can't be everywhere. We're trying to come up with a video conference in kind of, and that way we can also reach people all over the world. But right now the radio is working for us and the YouTube channel as well. So things are changing. We've been in the air for about 4 years, as you know, for you that follow us regularly, and we're very happy. We feel very, very blessed, and we are very ecstatic to be here today. It is Monday, everyone, and for you Canadians, oh, you must, especially you Torontonians, you must be having a great, great day, because it was amazing. My running room started, my running clinic rather, started about a couple of weeks ago. I wasn't able to go due to health issues, but I started today with them. And it was just, I think it was the best day that I have chosen to be part of the running clinic. It was just phenomenal. Plus 20 today at lunchtime, which is, that's when our running clinic starts, and it's an hour run, jog, run, whatever, because I haven't done it for too long. For me, it was a walk and jog, but loved it to be outdoors. Hopefully, if you guys are live here in Toronto, we're able to go outside. Even if you are part of the job where you have to go to the office, I hope you took a half an hour just to walk outside, because it was amazing. And some of you know that, especially around the world, I always talk about the weather. You know, we have very rough winters here in Canada, very, very serious. We get lots of snow and we get a lot of, it's very cold. And I find that I used to live other parts of Canada, Saskatchewan, Alberta, Manitoba. And I find that Toronto, just because we have such a big lake, that is colder because of the humidity. But enough about the weather. I am so excited to be here. Another week with great lined up of guests, a great lineup of shows. And today we have a special treat for you today. One of my favorite songs in the whole world, as some of you know, I am a believer and I love gospel music. I have a treat for you guys. I'll be playing right after the interview. I will be playing this song that has been sent to me by an amazing artist. And if you are interested in us playing your songs, do not forget to send us your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com. show@lizzyt.com. I love for you to send us your MP3. It doesn't matter if it's gospel, rap, jazz, Latino music, or a different genre. We just have one request. It has to be PR rated. Sometimes we get some melody that unfortunately has some profanity in it, and we do not play it here. So just keep that in mind. Again, the number to call us in is 215-383-5705. If you would like to interact with us or with my amazing guest, question, answer, or just to say hello if you know this artist as well. Thank you so much, Nature Nova, for sponsoring this show another year, which has been great. Thank you so much. This is their third year sponsoring us. Without your contribution, without your support, this show could not be possible. So we will have the commercial, or what I say, the words of a sponsor, within the hour that we're here. And also, Natasha Bridge-Mahan, thank you so much for sponsoring the show. And we got a brand new sponsor, Tex Cleaning Services, Toronto Cleaning Services. They are sponsoring our show as well. So I'm very, very excited. Thank you so much. I do not have your jingle today. I'm so sorry, but I will have it by tomorrow. It's a brand new sponsor. If you are looking to get to your home, your building, your place of work, your office, spotless and clean, contact Tex, which stands for Toronto Cleaning Services. And they're amazing. They do a great job, and they have trained people. They have all the best of Toronto to make sure that your office, your home, or your building is spotlight clean. And let me see what else I have before my theme music starting to playing. As I mentioned to you guys, we do have about 30-40 minutes or so with our guests, and then we have music. So we have a variety of songs today. Obviously, the song from our guest is going to be first. But if you are interested of us playing your song, we are more than 50% supportive. And last but not least, I have some of the videos that we have recorded at the Woman on Fire Award Gala. And so we had interviewed some of the nominees that have been nominated for the Woman on Fire. And the gala was just breathtaking. And slowly but surely, the videos are coming out. And we had so many nominees this year. So we're doing about 6 interviews. They're short little interviews. And giving you the idea what the lady was nominated for. And also their personal information, their business, what they do, how they help community, and so forth, so on. I think it's very important when you are covering a event, which that's what I do a lot, especially now with our YouTube channel, is to give the information of the person that is being interviewed. And I find sometimes when you look at a YouTube channel, there's no website, there is no email, there's no links, there's not even social media, just a video alone. And I find that that's not fair to the person, because sometimes you spend a lot of time trying to figure out where I can reach you, where I can contract them, how can I get in touch with them. I would love to ask them questions. So it's very, very important for me anyways, and I find that make it easier for others. So I have the videos coming up. I have one video on my YouTube channel, and the other two are coming up very, very, very soon. So not to worry. Okay, so my theme music should be playing right now, because I am completely out of time and I need to bring our guests on. And I am back. Today, everyone, we have singer Joyce M. Bartholomew. She is from beautiful Florida, one of our Canadians' favorite place in the whole world. This lady has lived in Toronto, so she knows a bit of the Torontonian life. Joyce is a worshiper of Jesus, a mother and a wife, singer-songwriter. And she has released a brand new song, which is a song from Deep Musical Album. Movie executive producer, Blaze Production. She's a volunteer spokesperson and opening act of Pre-Boom and sponsorship concert. And one of the quotes is, "My Heavenly Father received all the credit and glory for everything good that is happening in her life." Beautiful quote. And without further ado, I love to bring her on. Let's welcome her with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Joyce, and welcome, welcome to the Lizzie Teed Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
Great, Lizzie. Thank you so much for having me. I love to hear that applause. That was great.
I know it doesn't matter. Any musician, any performer, one of the things that really pump us up, or even when you're speaking, public speaking, applause really makes a huge difference. I'm glad it is. So Joyce, tell us a little bit about yourself. For the people that don't know you, and I mean, this radio show, it is over in 58 countries right now, which is, I'm very pleased. So give us a little bit of background. How did you start your life as a singer? And I know that there was some trials in your life and you were able to overcome it, and you are where you are right now, thanks to the grace of God.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I've been performing since I was 8 years old, having grown up in California, though I don't agree with, of course, the politics and liberality there. But I grew up there, and so there was a lot of the whole entertainment business. And so I was performing in the church, outside the church. And then when we moved to Toronto for a little bit of time for work reasons for my husband, and this is before the kids and everything, then I became a professional member of the film, TV, and stage in Toronto. And that's where I really honed the craft very heavily there as well. And then it just proceeded from there, just God taking me on a journey where I became the national spokesperson as I volunteer for 8 years now for Preborn, which is a pro-life organization. And I'm fundraising for them, and I'm singing and opening for Christian headliners. And then he put in my heart to write and sing my own music. And it started with my first pro-life song, What Was Your Name? That was the first one. And I wrote that 2013. So this is all God just sort of taking on a journey that I don't even know what he's doing half the time, and I'm just trying to walk by faith.
That is beautiful, Joyce. That is beautiful. Were you always a believer? Was your family a believer? And do you have in your family are you musical inclined because of your family, your mom, your dad, or somebody? Or is this just something that, you know, you were five and you were singing and your mom or somebody in the family said, wow, what is this?
Well, I accepted Christ when I was 8 years old, and my sister was four, believe it or not. And so we went on this journey of just growing in the Lord from then on. Not a perfect life, but just one that we meant what we said about believing in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. My mother, she did have a good voice when she was younger, but she never had the opportunity to work the gift that she had been given. And so she always mentioned that to me. And so that's probably where some of the natural hereditary gift came from. But as you know, you have to work hard at everything that God has given you. So then there was a lot of training that came in from that. But but the drama actually was where I was interested, was more my mother just wanted me not to be so shy when I was really, really little. And she didn't know that I could sing. Like, you know, she didn't put me there because I could sing. She just was really surprised. It was kind of like that to her.
Oh.
I was actually surprised, if you want to know the truth, like, because I was only 8 years old, and I was surprised that I could carry a tune. It's kind of funny when you look back, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. When you put things into perspective, Joyce, and you look at it and you say, well, I came here because I was shy and I wanted to get more confident. All of a sudden, the teacher's saying, well, sing something. And here you are singing. And hey, you're in tune. You have an amazing voice. And let's put that to use. Were you always a person that liked the stage or the classes of acting or performing that helped give you a little bit of more confidence?
I always liked the stage. I always liked the stage. I loved to be performing, singing, acting, dancing. I always loved it. I think that you either love it or you hate it, because some people absolutely cannot stand that.
I've interviewed a lot of people, and one of the questions that I ask is basically what I'm asking you right now, and some of them do tell me, Lizzie, believe it or not, but every time I go on the stage, I still have the butterflies, and I still feel that I don't deserve to be here. I still feel that this is not my place, but I do it because once I'm in the moment, I feel that this is my calling, and I do it. And I interview a lot of gospel singers, a lot of Christian, a lot of believers, and obviously some of them are not but they still kind of give me the same answer. So new song, the new solo, the new release that you have right now, how did that came about? And the experience of you writing a song, do you believe, and I truly believe that it's divinely inspired, how does that work in your life? Do you ask God, reveal to me what I need to be singing, or it comes in a dream? I'm curious about that. I always ask this question because it's really interesting how God uses the person in different ways. Some of them, they give them dreams. Some of them are a vision. Some of them are just come, you know, when you're playing the guitar or the piano, and then just the song just comes to you. What is your experience?
It comes in so many different ways for me. The first song I ever wrote was because I was the pro-life spokesperson, and the topic of abortion, I would think about it 24/7, which is what God put on my heart, and I would actually cry and think about it, and really, I was just overwhelmed. And the song came out of that. Not just one moment, but like a long period of time. So it was his conviction bringing forth the song, and I wrote it almost by myself. Because typically you have co-writers to help make the song better. So, you know, there's some editing and rewriting, but that one I almost did just completely by myself. And then I have somebody to help with the melody a lot of times. Sometimes I have had one of my songs home when I'm talking about heaven. In my quiet time, I just had the whole song plus the melody just come to me, and I recorded it, the lyrics and everything. Not all of it, but just the main parts, like the chorus maybe and maybe a verse. And that was really inspired. And other times it's an idea that I feel very convicted to write about. For instance, my new album is actually called The Unveiling. Songs from the Deep is my first album. My new album is about social issues with a Christian perspective. And a lot of the songs were just things in my heart that God put, and then I would discuss with certain co-writers, two or three, maybe one or two actually, and then we would fashion and work back and forth through Skype or emails predominantly and send things back and forth about the topic and the song. It's almost always been I'm the driving force behind the song, and then they want to join to help the song.
That is awesome. So let's get into the topic, which is, believe it or not, 2018. It's still controversial, which I don't think it should be. And again, everyone, please, this is my opinion. This is the host's opinion. This is not one of the things that I wanted to stress. We are not a political radio station, neither a religious radio station. This is expressing my opinion, my personal opinion. And if my guest shares that same opinion with me, then so be it. Thanks to freedom of speech in North America, we're able to do so. So do not shade away. You might get something out of this right now. But how did you get involved with pro-life and what you call a pro-born? How did that happen?
I got involved with it because I was a pregnancy care center counselor volunteer in Scarborough. And I just did it because one of my gifts that when we did some testing at church and stuff was the gift of encouragement that I just felt naturally able to do. And it just lends me to counsel. So I was around a lot of young girls and women who are older than me even that were in that situation. And so I did that for years, volunteered and served them and loved them. And and so really this is God bringing me to preborn without me expecting anything like that. 'Cause, you know, you really can't imagine something like that. It's very unusual. Mm-hmm. So you can't even think about it or plan for it. So when I met the president of preborn, it's all just the hand of God having me sing at one of their fundraisers in my hometown, Naples, Florida, here, where I'm living now, I mean. And then him asking me to join. Rebecca St. James started to pioneer all of the pro-life concerts for preborn. That's kind of how, and he wanted somebody to open for her. So it's amazing how just he decides and figures out everything without, you know, you think that you can control so much, but actually he really is in control. That's what I have to say looking back.
Amen to that. And I do in my church, we do have groups and we do have counseling. And I'm not as in depth as involved as you are. However, one of the things that a lot of people do not talk about is, especially if the person unfortunately decides to go through it through the process, is the effects that happens after it happens. And that is one of the things that hardly anybody talks about. And so we're not here to discuss or go against it or for. That is my personal opinion. If you are going through any trial like that, please talk to someone first. And before making any rest decision, there is in Canada and even the States, there is a lot of help. There is a lot of counseling. There is a lot of information. And if you are not comfortable talking to your parents or somebody close to you, I can guarantee you if you Google on your cell phone, I need an answer, I need help, it will be there. One of the I was gonna ask you, Joyce, one difficult part of being part of this preborn in your point of view.
What is the most difficult part? Did you ask me?
Yes.
I think the challenges are because there's just a lot of spiritual attack. I feel a lot of pushback sometimes from various areas, and
mm-hmm.
I think that would be the hardest area. And some of the attack personally, they would come after me. And before, I really didn't enjoy that at all. Nobody enjoys that, but I actually would really shy away from conflict. So it was really not my nature to be put in that situation, to be the face of something where people were coming against me. But with time, God has made me stronger in Him. Because I'm able
Praise
to defend him and also defend the topic, because I'm defending the weak, I'm defending the helpless, and not taking it, not being just completely broken and shut down. And it's just it's been with time, he has made me stronger in him, given me more faith as well. And it's just been a process, because I used to cry initially so much because the people were so hateful. It was 8 years ago, you can imagine. How much more hateful than they are even today.
I can understand. And good for you for pursuing. Good for you for being strong enough and asking God. I mean, we are not strong at all. I mean, God is the one that gives us all the resources and everything that we need in order for us to do His will, right? One of the things that I wanted to ask you, so you have this brand new single now, and this show would not be complete if you don't share it with us. Where can people get it? What is your website? What is your information? And I want you to hold for a couple of minutes, couple of seconds rather, because I'll need to pause for a couple of words of my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hello, hello, everyone. We are back and we are live today. It is almost 7:30 Toronto time, and we are with Joyce M. Bartholomew, an amazing lady, really incredible cause, singer, songwriter, gospel, and she's here with us today sharing her life, sharing her music, sharing her cause. And if you would like to call us in for a quick hello or questions or even just to interact with us, the number is 215-387-5705, 215-387-5705, and we'd love to talk to you. So I asked you earlier before we had to cut for a couple of words of my sponsor, Joyce, where can people get your brand new solo and your website, your information? Where can people get it?
Well, sure. They can go to my artist page, which is www.joycemmbartholomew.com, and they can see all the things I've been doing. The album, you'll have information there. It's also all over YouTube. If you look up Joyce M. Bartholomew, The Unveiling, or Joyce M. Bartholomew, Songs from the Deep. And then it'll show up. There's a YouTube channel and all the lyric videos. The new album has, I've done all the lyric videos, and I've done several full-blown videos for Songs from the Deep. So those can be found as well on YouTube just as easily.
Wonderful. And by the way, everyone, I will have the links right on my social media, Facebook.com/LizzieT Radio. There is a link right now with her beautiful picture. I love the picture that is on your website. I think it's on your Facebook, actually. It's with a nice flowery dress. And I have that picture as our poster in our social media. And the links for this show is right there right now. You can listen to us live. Or this show is recorded, and you can have it listen to us later on as well. And the link for her social media and her website, and also for you to get this song. So the song that I'm going to be playing is called Madness. And I wanted for you to give us a little bit of background. What inspired you? Why the name of it? And what is the song about?
Yes, Madness is about an adult looking back at being bullied or not being able to stand up to be others bullying other people and looking back. So it comes from an adult point of view, because I have three songs in there, a Bully and Temporary, which is about suicide, and Madness, which is the adult looking back. And so those three songs, when I'm talking about, it's sort of anti-bullying, because my own daughter was bullied when she was younger, and we had to go to the school and deal with it because she couldn't deal with it herself, and no one was helping her. So we had to really go and take that very far. It was very serious. And even schools try not to, they downplay that still a lot to parents, which is really upsetting. They still do that even today. And then the other co-writer, and also the one who sang on the song, he himself was bullied when he was in high school or junior high and high school. and had to stand up. And so he's, as an adult, also looking back from personal experience. And I'm just so upset about the bullying that exists everywhere with the middle school, elementary, high school age particularly. And there's so much suicide that actually comes with that with the girls between the ages of, like, I think 14 to 16
mm-hmm.
or something like that, 12 to 15
yep.
around that age, right? And it's really, even with the social media bullying as well, that's very big for them as
mm-hmm.
well.
See, that's one of the things that I find that nowadays our girls, right, our children are at disadvantage because in my time, maybe your time as well, we're giving our age away. There was no such thing as the cell phone or the social media. So we might have gotten bullied at school, but it stopped right there because they couldn't follow you home. And
yes.
I mean, they could have, but you were able to close the door and kind of forget about it and go, and then you have to think about, you know, what am I going to do the next day? However, nowadays, they have their cell phones, they have social media, they have the Instagram, and the bullying continues on there until they go to sleep, and some of those kids are very mean. And I know exactly what you're talking about. I went through it exactly the age that you're saying, between 12 and 14, my girls, mm-hmm. both of them, they had awful experiences, and one of them I had to remove her from school because, again, she was ganged, attacked in the bathroom where she couldn't even leave until she had to
wow.
call me from the cell phone, get me, because I can't get out. If I do get out, I'm probably going to be killed. And the reaction
wow.
of the school was like, oh, girls do have their cat
mm-hmm.
fights. And I'm like, no, look at the bruises. But
yes.
I find Joyce, that nowadays our society, the new generation, what's called the X generation, if I'm not mistaken, my daughter was actually telling me about that it is a society which is completely filled with garbage, and there is no spirituality, there is no connection. God is a myth or something that it doesn't exist or some rare belief. And I am so shocked that we are here. I mean, we are living the last time. We shouldn't be shocked. We are living the last time. There's no fear. They have this feeling of entitlement, and all those things are actually prophecy that what we live in the last days.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Everything you're saying is absolutely right. It's, you know, when they say things like, you know, religion is a myth, yeah, they say that, but Hugh Hefner was one of the few people, he said that a long time ago himself, and he passed away, but, I mean, they've been saying that, you know, 1940s, people started to, the decline, it just progressed. So now, it is very far along, how people feel about everything, just being very post-Christian, as they call it. They call it our society today, post-Christian.
That's exactly the right term. And I was actually trying to think about, Joyce, it's incredible. And I'm glad that you are writing about those issues. And I'm glad that you are pursuing and listening to God's voice for you to be able, through your music, to share. There are good news. It's not all lost. We are having, we do have a savior, somebody who can redeem us and make us feel better, because the reason that we are making other people uncomfortable and sad is because we're sad with ourselves. We're unhappy. There is something
mm-hmm.
missing in our life. And
mm-hmm.
what is missing in your life, everyone, is a beautiful God that loves you and cares for you and wants you to be a person with salvation. You talk about one of the things that I was reading about your bio, you talk about, which is kind of on the same line, addiction. I find that
mm-hmm.
people are so, again, spiritually empty. There's such an emptiness in their life that's the only way that they can feel it, with probably drugs or different types of addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And that is growing too. You have you have a cause as well, or you have a song. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, that one's called Battle is Spiritual, and I just put out a new music video for that one, and it's showing in 5 festivals now, and it's nominated for Best Cinematography in one of them. And the topic is a very broad that everything mm-hmm. is a spiritual battle between angels and demons, and it's not just here what's tangible. But I had to hone in on something, and I wanted to hone in on the opioid addiction, a heroin opioid. But it starts actually very simply with, like, the vaping that everybody, all the kids are doing, which is, like, the oil, the fruity oil. Mm-hmm. And then it leads on to the nicotine, which is highly addicting, which they don't realize, and also cancer-causing. And then it goes on to smoking, and then they can't stop. They're totally addicted. And then it's a gateway for the marijuana. So they call vaping today the gateway to marijuana, which is then also the gateway for the heavier, even more deadly drugs. And marijuana is deadly, too. It kills your brain cells. But even more detrimental, like the cocaine, everything else, the LSD, the heroin. And it's a huge epidemic right now with the drugs, especially since many states have allowed marijuana, recreationally even, not just medical marijuana. So, and they're still fighting to have more, recreational marijuana, which in those states, they have an increase in the deaths of driving and violence. They have an increase in those states as well, which is not a coincidence. It's the same percentage. It's something like between 5% and 10%. Of the people have started with the recreational marijuana, and that there has been that number of increase in the violence and the deaths with the driving.
Yes. Again, we are living the last times, and this is, I mean, it shouldn't be, for us believers, should not be as a surprise. However, we have the responsibility of reaching out to so many people that do want know more about God. They do not want, would like to know more about salvation. And because this is not it, everyone, this is definitely, we're passing this planet, we're passing this earth, and we want to make sure that through the word of God, through singing, through the songs of joys, and through many other methods, God is speaking to you. So if you are right now listening to us, just my goal always has been, if I can reach one person through my radio station, one person, my job is complete. I feel fulfilled, and I feel that God is using us, me and Joyce, to be able to talk to people anywhere in the world where you're listening to right now. If you know someone, you can definitely forward this. And if you have any questions or any concern, please do not hesitate to call us or to email us. Our email is show@lizzyt.com. And it looks like we're starting to run out of time. Do not worry, everyone. This show is recorded. I do have the song. This lady is just amazing. I can talk to her forever. I feel like I've known her for my whole life. And when it comes down to speaking about our creator, I can go on and on. But unfortunately, we only have an hour, and we do have a lot of songs to play. And we are definitely too much because it's too good. It's very, very good. Joyce, any last word, my friend?
I'm so glad that you're doing what you're doing. And I am with you 100%. Thank you so much for saying you feel like you've known me my whole life. That is so sweet. I feel the same towards you too, because of that kindred spirit in Christ. And I hope the people that are listening can see that what we have is greater than what this world is offering, which is Jesus Christ.
Amen to that, sister. Amen to that.
Amen.
So we will continue on with this song from Joyce and Bartholomew. The name of the song is Madness, a beautiful gospel song. I hope you enjoyed, everyone. And we will be right back with more songs. Enjoy Madness.
When we were kids, that's when.
see a mother at the bus stop making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse and dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up higher. In city streets full of poverty and the businessman has been by, I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up full of poverty and the businessman has been by. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself no matter what comes to you. We gotta lift him high, 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 high. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up higher. In these city streets full of poverty and the businessman has been by. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher.
And that was Kaya Miranda. She is from California, and she is a beautiful gospel singer, and the name of the song is Higher. Love it, love it. Next up, everyone, it is Dejanay. She is from New York, and here is her song.
Chillin' with my crew. Me and you, we could do what you wanna do. Grindin' on the dick, baby, do what it do. Can't take my eyes off you. Feelin' on my body like you know me. Baby girl, number one, you my trophy. Got a nigga feelin' like it was a goalie. Grippin' on your waist while you move slowly. Back to forth, forth, back, yeah. Ease your mind, you're right in time, yeah. Huh, won't you grind for me? Baby girl, won't you grind for me? Yeah, huh.
Like you see me naked. Move to the left, move to the right, vibe right. I'ma get your love tonight. And as we move to the floor, you know I'ma put on the show. I'ma ride.
And that was I Lift Up My Eyes from a choir right from United States, New York. Thank you so much for submitting your MP3. And it looks like we have time for one more song. And I want to thank everyone for listening to us today. I want to thank you for your support. I want to thank you for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. And I will love for you to be able to listen to Svantas. He has been one of our followers for the last 4 years since we started the show. And I love his support. And he always has a brand, it looks like every 6 months he has a brand new single to share with us. And here's Svantas.
Come over.
It's really not a complicated situation. Story's been told many times before. Boy meets girl, fixation, flirtation, persuasion, sensation. It happens all the time.
All the time.
The very first moment is perfect. There's a sudden sparkle in the air. Hard to define or forget the picture in your mind for life. First part, second, it's like fading in sunshine. Nothing more magical, charm, and supernatural. The first part, second,
can I touch you, please?
Initial anticipation, they both gather their self-control. Start to make some playful conversation. It happens all the time. First by second, it's like fading in sunshine. Nothing more magical, charm, and supernatural. First by second.
Racing. I'm wondering if the feelings can last. I'm saving that moment in time. It's a happy, happy ride.
My heart's not steady. I'm ready. First by second, it's like fading in sunshine.
And that is it for today, everyone. Thank you so much again, and we will be back tomorrow with another guest, another fantastic show, another incredible day, evening, Anyhow, I am a host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Do not forget to subscribe on our YouTube channel, to also follow us on Instagram, and to like us on Facebook. I am your host, Lizzie T Show. Bye-bye for now.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.